Hey, good morning, friends. Long ago in the Big God story, God promised he would send his son Jesus to be our Savior, Redeemer, and King. God is our provider, and he provides for us because he loves us very much. One way he has provided for us is by sending Jesus to redeem the world. But before we go any farther, let's ask God to teach us more about him today. Let's pray. God, thank you for today. Thank you that we could be here, and thank you that you are here with us. Help us to listen and help us to know what you would have us do and help us to know you better. In Jesus' name, amen. So, after 400 years of God being silent, God finally spoke again to his chosen people. God spoke to an angel, to a priest named Zechariah. And God told Zechariah that his wife, Elizabeth, would have a son. Now, they were super old, so this was crazy news. But their son, John, we would later come to know as John the Baptist, would prepare the way for Jesus, the promised Redeemer. And by announcing the birth of John, God showed that his promise to provide the Redeemer was coming true. You can read this in your Bibles. You can find it in the book of Luke, chapter 1, and we're going to start with verse 28. This is the angel speaking to Mary. Gabriel appeared to Mary and said, "Greetings, favored woman, the Lord is with you." So our history begins with a woman named Mary. And Mary was a teenager when she got engaged to be married to a man named Joseph. One day, God sent an angel, we just read it, to speak to Mary. Amazing! An angel talked to Mary. What do you think that was like? I know I would be totally freaking out. But yeah, you've got some good thoughts too. So when the angel spoke to Mary, she did feel afraid, because why would an angel visit her of all people? So the angel said to her in the next couple of verses, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. You will give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his David, the throne of his father David, excuse me, and his kingdom will never end." Wow. That's a pretty amazing passage of scripture. So last week we talked about how God prepared the way and how God told his people that he would give them a king. You can watch that online. But through Mary, God kept his promise to provide the Redeemer and King. From the very beginning of the big God story, when sin entered the world in the Garden of Eden, God promised that he would send a Redeemer to rescue his people and bring them back into a relationship with him. And now we find out that Mary was going to be the mother of this Redeemer, the mother of Jesus. So Mary wondered how this could happen and how God would make this work. The angel told her that the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, would make it possible and that it would be a miracle. So Gabriel also told her that her cousin Elizabeth, who we said was too old to have a child, would also have a baby. The angel said to Mary in verse 37, "For the word of God will never fail." Friends, nothing from God fails because God always keeps his word. He is always able to provide for his people. In verse 38, it says this, Mary responded, "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true." And then the angel left. Wow. Mary was willing to do whatever God called her to do. She trusted that the Lord would provide for her and for his people in the time that he said. She trusted that God's miracle would come true, even though it seemed too amazing for her to totally understand. So, what did Mary do? Then she went to Elizabeth's house to tell her the good news. Now, check this out. As soon as Mary entered Elizabeth's home, the Bible says that the baby inside Elizabeth leaped. That had to feel pretty crazy. It leaped with the Holy Spirit. Elizabeth said, "Blessed are you among women, Mary, and blessed is the child you will bear. Blessed is she who has believed what the Lord would fulfill his promises to her." Wow. Mary knew that God was with her, and Elizabeth also knew that God was with Mary as well. So Mary then sang a song and praised God. It's a beautiful bunch of verses, and you could read those in verses 46 through 45. Mary praising God, allowing her to be the mother of the Messiah. She praised God for the work throughout history and how the Lord always keeps his promises and provides for his people. God loved his people so much that he wanted to send them a Redeemer and bring them back into a restored relationship with him. Because of God's great love for his people, he provided Jesus as King and Redeemer, and to save us and them from the sins that rule over us, he provided what Mary needed also to be Jesus's mother. So the story of Jesus is just beginning. Lots more to say. You'll have to come back and listen to more in the next coming weeks about the birth of Jesus. So friends, because God loves us so much, he kept his promise. He sent Jesus. He provided for Mary, the mother of Jesus. And the Bible reminds us that God will always provide. So let's read some of the ways that God reminds us and how God provides for us because he loves us so much. Check out these verses. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." If you go back to the Old Testament, it says in Nahum 1:7 that the Lord is good. He is a refuge in time of trouble. He cares for those who trust in him. In 1 Timothy 6:17, it says, command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant or put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but check this part out, but to put their hope in God, who does what? He richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. And in Philippians 4:19, it says, my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. Those are some great verses. You might want to look those up yourself. But what did you notice about God providing? That he does, right? What do you need God to provide for you today? Maybe you want to ask Jesus to provide forgiveness and to be your forever friend and Savior and your Redeemer. That would be amazing. By asking Jesus to be your forever friend, to forgive you of your sins, to be your Savior and Redeemer, you can join the big God story. So maybe for the next few minutes, you need to spend some time talking about God. Maybe you don't understand. Maybe you need to ask a grown-up. Or maybe you can come ask me the next time you're in Discovery Land. I'd love to tell you about the amazing things that God can do in your life and be your Redeemer and forever friend. Maybe you just want to tell God thank you for all that he has given you and ask him for help just where you need it today.
Song that rang so sweet and clear, when heaven's light and music fell and mercy found us here. Glory in the highest, on the earth be peace. Glory to God, the angels sing. Father's love, his goodness and his grace, to show the brightness of his smile, the glory of his face. Glory in the highest, on the earth be peace. Glory to God, your children sing, his name shall become wonderful. Give a glorious gift. So glory in the highest, and on the earth be peace. Glory to God, the world will sing, his name shall be called Peace for all eternity. Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, for all eternity. Oh, His name shall be. Oh, His name shall be. Oh, His name shall be.
Hey friends, in Romans 15:4 it says, "Such things were written in the scriptures long ago to teach us, and the scriptures give us hope and encouragement as we patiently wait for God's promises to be fulfilled." Would you hold out your hands for the blessing? May you see how God provides for you every day. May His love and provision give you strength and peace. Have a great week, friends.